We welcome you to Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile, Alabama. Senior Bowl coverage continues on Jaguars.com with Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with John Osier. Windswept, chilly Mobile, Alabama on a Wednesday afternoon here at Ladd Peebles. The Jags staff and the South team were across the bay yesterday in Fairhope, and now for the rest of the week here in Mobile on the turf here at Ladd Peebles Stadium. And here we go. The real practices continue. You get a second day on the field with the players. Everybody kind of knows, has a better idea, at least the players, of where they're going and why they're going there now.
You know? Did you get biting wind in that intro? Was that up there?
I might have.
Because it's biting. Yeah. I mean, it is cold out here, and they're bundled up, so more power to them. Yeah, this is a day where the first day, as Gus Bradley's talked about for the last couple of years, is a lot of getting to know you stuff, and now they can really get out there. And again, it's not a preparation for game type practice out here. These are all very set up to show the scouts what they want to see. It's one-on-one stuff. It's can you beat the guy across from you stuff. And as we've been watching a little bit, it was interesting, probably not real surprising. I just tweeted out a photo of Dave Caldwell with an eye on the pass rushers here. And there's a lot of guys who look pretty good out here. The issue for these guys, can you dominate? Can you clearly set yourself apart here where you're playing guys who aren't at or near the level of the guy that you're going to be playing? So you want to stand out here.
Absolutely. And on the other side, the North team has quite a few pass rushers as well.
Yep.
Nass about a Penn State, one of those guys, a Lombardi Award winner. A handful of names on that side, too. And as this week goes on, there'll be an evening, one day
right.
this week, where they'll flip-flop teams in the meeting rooms and get a chance to really visit with the North team as well, not just the South
right.
team all week.
And speaking of the North team, we're not really diving into the North team here on Jaguars.com
yeah.
because that's not the team that the coaches are covering. Mm-hmm. But that is where Carson Wentz is, who reportedly has looked pretty good in practice.
That's the North Dakota State quarterback.
I'm yes. sorry, yeah. The guy that Gus Bradley knows a little bit mm-hmm. from having been up to visit in the off season. The standout from the North appears to be Braxton Miller, the wide receiver who played quarterback at Ohio State. It's been said that he's sort of a project guy moving in the wide receiver position. Everything you hear is he may not be a project. He may be a first-round pick. He's really showing up, and that's what you want to do. He's sort of your perfect guy for the Senior Bowl. Mm-hmm. You come with something to prove, something to show, a reason to be here, and it sounds like he's moving up maybe 20 to 30 in that range. A lot of people here think so. So, interesting story from the Senior Bowl.
And, yeah, Miller played that position throughout the year at Ohio State, but there are stories of guys in the past changing positions here at the Senior Bowl all of a sudden. Nick Marshall
sure.
was a quarterback when the week started, decided to go to corner instead, and, of course, the rest, at least so far, is history. Denard Robinson played wide receiver in this game
right.
And was a wide receiver all week long to prove he could do some other things because he played running back in college,
mm-hmm.
Show a little more of the skill set. It worked out in the end. He was drafted here too. So this is that kind of game. This
right.
kind of week, you want to showcase everything you can in the week long here.
And it really is a case where it's a chance to do that because of the way they've set up practice.
Yeah.
And it's a chance to do that. As most people who watch us the last couple of years know, Senior Bowl these days are as important as the game. Really, most of the scouts, the vast majority of the scouts, will leave out of here today or tomorrow, as will we. So these are the days. That's why they push practice back today. You don't want to cancel a Senior Bowl practice
right.
day.
Right.
You've got to get them in somehow. So that's why they kicked it back to the afternoon today.
Our coverage will wrap up tonight and into tomorrow morning. We'll be out of here tomorrow because we've got to get back to Jacksonville. The State of the
yep.
Franchise is coming up Friday. We'll carry it live right here on Jaguars.com. 11 o'clock start. We'll go on about 10:45 for the 11 o'clock event. A pre-show, we'll have post-show access as well. So you don't want to miss that on Friday. Always a big event in Jacksonville and around the Jaguars each and every year. And we're looking now at the practice for the South team. It's underway. The 9-on-7 drills, the running drills are happening, and also one-on-ones.
Yeah, I'll cut you off here, JP. You know, I was all for the whole bring Gus Bradley thing back, or bring Gus Bradley back thing. But I'm looking out here, he's wearing shorts.
He's a better man than we are.
Well, most people are, but either he's the bravest man in the world or the dumbest. So
he's
I'm not sure which one it is. He is from Zambrusa, North Dakota or Minnesota, so maybe he's the smartest guy in the world. Maybe he just, he's more man than I, JP, yeah, put it that way.
No doubt about it.
It is cool. I think he's the only one out there in short. So, and it looks like they're doing what here, JP? 9-on-7
down there. 9-on-7 on one end and 1-on-1 drills on the outside. Wide receivers against defensive backs. We'll show you a little more of the 9-on-7 because that's where a lot of the guys that the Jaguars might be looking towards, the positions at least, will be involved. Linebackers, not quite pass rushers, of course, in a running drill, but you'll get a good sense of the defensive line and how they handle the run game.
And it's a little hard from our vantage point. We're way down the end of the field from here, so it's hard to tell exactly who's doing what down there right now. I will say that what you hear is it's a very good South group for defensive linemen, for linebackers, particularly your boy Reggie Ragland, who looked good in some individual stuff early here today.
That was Kenyon Drake with the carry there, the Alabama running back.
You have your eye on the Crimson Tide. I get that. So, one player who has looked good in the first couple of practices, Sheldon Rankins, a defensive end from Louisville, supposedly has looked very good. Bronson Kafosi, I think I'm saying his name right, a defensive end from BYU.
You mentioned Rankins. He's number 98 on the field right now.
Okay, he's on the field right now. So those are guys that, again, as we've mentioned, you're probably not going to get your top five overall pick. DeForest Buckner from Oregon did not come to this game. He's a guy that could be a possibility there. There's originally thought that he might come to this game and is not. So he was a guy who might make sense at number five had he been here. Other than that, you're probably not going to get a top five defensive player at the Senior Bowl because guys pull out of it, as people know. So you're looking second, fourth, fifth round type guys out here. But as David Caldwell said yesterday, this is a good draft in that range for defensive guys, so they feel good about it.
That's the history of this game, too, really. I mean, for, at least for the Jaguars the last couple of years. Certainly 2 years ago, the mid to late round picks, most of them came from this game when the Jaguars
It's really their wheelhouse. And, you know, Dave Caldwell didn't say this beforehand, but I think he felt more strongly about getting to this game because of the defensive depth in it than maybe even last year. It's always a benefit. They always want to come here if they're in the unenviable situation of being asked to be here. But this one feels like it makes sense in the same way that 2 years ago did in terms of being able to get guys. One guy we do want to take a look at is Noah Spence, Eastern Kentucky, at number 97. I think he's on the field now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's on the left defensive end spot right now.
It's hard to tell from individual, but, boy, this guy looks quick, and he certainly has the athleticism to play that Leo position.
Kenyon Drake with another touch there, and they'll about 4 minutes left in this period before a special teams point after field goal session, and then coming up after that, we will hear from Dwayne Walker, mic'd up live here on Jaguars.com Live. The Jaguars defensive backs coach will carry that live in 7-on-7 drills.
It's also a really good year overall here for the center position. Supposedly every center here has a very good chance of making an NFL roster and possibly even starting. So I don't know. It's hard to tell what the Jaguars would be looking at in that situation, but certainly center for this team is an issue going forward. I tend to think they may be looking at moving Can inside, A.J. Can, and perhaps signing a free agent. That's what you're starting to feel a little bit.
And don't forget about Shatley, who's around.
Been around a little bit. So if the draft is something that they want to look at for center, this could be a possibility. I know the center from Michigan, Graham Glasgow, I believe is his name, had a very good East-West Shrine game last week and is here again proving to be consistent. So, again, just some names to consider as we start moving ahead. Boy, it's a biting wind, too, JP. What about that?
Biting wind. Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank. We're live at Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile, Alabama. Glad you're with us today. Dwayne Walker mic'd up live coming up, the Jaguars defensive backs coach. During 7-on-7 drills, we're about 5 minutes away from that. One more full practice day coming up tomorrow. Of course, the game's Saturday here at Ladd Peebles Stadium. The weather is supposed to clear up and warm up a little bit by the weekend. That's good for the folks coming out to the game here in Mobile. They actually moved the start of the practices today back an hour because of inclement weather overnight. They felt it might carry into this morning, but the rain did clear by about midnight or so.
That'd be awesome if we had a little rain with this too, JP. I'm sorry we missed that.
That might be the only thing we're missing right now, John. 9-on-7 drills, and then on the near side, the 7-on-7 work. They've just switched quarterbacks from the one-on-one, rather. They switched quarterbacks throwing to the one-on-ones. Now move those guys to the 9-on-7 work.
One interesting thing yesterday, we talked about Noah Spence a little bit. Very fiery practice, I guess you might say. He got into it a little bit with some of the offensive linemen that were blocking him. He is a guy that the scouts here, out of anybody who's standing out early, when you talk to some people last night after practice, he's a guy that just jumps out. It makes sense because he's a possible first-round pick, but I think he's just a guy to keep watching if you're the Jaguars. I don't know that they can get him at number 5 or early in the second round, but he's certainly a guy with the talent to take a chance on.
That final throw of the one-on-ones was Dak Prescott, the Mississippi State quarterback, looking for Sterling Shepard, the Oklahoma wide receiver.
He's very interesting, by the way. Zach Prescott is a guy that when you first looked at him in college, maybe didn't make you think of NFL prototype, but he's getting a look at the Senior Bowl, and you hear more and more people maybe liking him in the NFL mid-round. So interesting. I wouldn't have thought that watching him during the season.
A 3-minute point after and field goal session.
Yeah, probably want to move this back a little bit.
And then 7-on-7. So our final moments with you, John. Today, the on Jaguars.com,
right.
you can watch all the coverage and read all your coverage. What are you going to have coming up this afternoon?
Just a notebook off of this. I'm going to try to talk to Todd Walsh a little bit, just get a feel for his first 3 or 4 days as coordinator. Whether or not this gives him a little bit of practice on Saturday calling plays. I doubt it's very much, but I want to try to catch up with him a little bit. It was interesting, I wrote this morning about Keenan McCardell.
Yes.
Some of his thoughts about Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns. To me, that's what's always cool about the Senior Bowl. It's tough sometimes for us to get a real grasp in 2 days over what we're seeing here on the field because it's such a new situation for these guys. And they're guys that we're not very familiar with.
That's right.
But I think it's always cool to catch up with people and get some perspective on the Jaguars from around the league. It was enjoyable to catch up with Keenan. And I think he's right. I think these guys, Allen Hurns, Allen Robinson, they remind me a lot of the original Thunder and Lightning, so to speak. So it was neat to talk to him about that.
And we'll see if they keep it up, of course.
Sure. Long way to go for those guys.
It
was funny, looking back at the stats on Keenan and Jimmy, boy, I covered him, but they were good all-time players for this franchise, without a question.
John, we'll talk to you in Inside the Jaguars coming up. Look for that.
I'll be there. All right, buddy.
It's John Osier joining us, Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank. And, of course, stick with us here, Mobile Senior Bowl coverage. Senior Bowl Central on Jaguars.com is your place. You can find all of John's writing in one spot. And everything you need to know about the Reese's Senior Bowl here in Mobile, Alabama, and the Jaguars staff coaching the South team again for the third consecutive year. That's right here on Jaguars.com. We are moments away now from joining Dwayne Walker, the Jaguars defensive backs coach, mic'd up live here at practice. We will stay out of it and let D-Walk carry the load here on Jaguars.com Live. Just a few moments away, about 30 seconds remaining in this field goal drill situation. And then it will be 7-on-7 work, and a good chance to hear what the Jaguars defensive backs coach will say to the DBs working in that group. On the other side of the field at the same time is one-on-one pass protection and pass rushing. That's always a big one for the scouts to look at. We're following Dwayne Walker today, and that's just a few seconds away. The final field goal attempt is off. And it looks like they're going to try one more from very long range, this from about 60 yards out, to finish out this drill. Ross Martin is the kicker out of Duke from 60 yards away in the middle of the logo. The snap, the holder down, the kick is in the air, wind aided. It's good from 60. And let's go to Dwayne Walker, Jaguars defensive backs coach, mic'd up in 7-on-7.
Make that tell again for a one-on-one. Yeah, let me see. Hey, come on now. Hey, how you feeling? You all right?
Yeah, I had thought out. Okay. Broken because he had got stuck.
Man, don't be messing with me, man. I need you. Okay. All right. Let's go. Come on, fellas. Let's compete, man. Compete. Let's go, CJ. Watch him out the huddle. Get lined up. Get lined up. Play your technique. Get to the ball. Good job. Way to run to the football, guys. Way to run to the ball, fellas. Way to run. Nickel. Yep, he got it. Let's go. Get lined up. Get the call. Watch him out the huddle. Okay, hey, Mill. Okay, you're going to split the difference from the slot and the tackle at linebacker depth. Just drop back straight back and read the quarterback. Okay? Let's get some hands. Get some hands on him. A little wider. There you go. Good reroutes. Read the quarterback. Get to the ball. There we go. That's how you run to the football. Good. Nice job running to the ball, fellas. Nice job. Keep it going. Get the call. Okay. Get the calls now. Watch him out to huddle. Never turn your back to the offense. Reroutes. You good right there. Just hinge. Hinge. Get to the ball. Good. Hey, Mill, on something like that, like if it's stack or like tight splits like that, you can just go ahead and just hinge.
All right.
You know, and then just read the quarterback. Okay. Good job. Nice job. Keep it going. Safeties. Huh, coach? One Y special. Get lined up. Come on, Davis. Get lined up. Oh, you already knew the route. Stay in it. Plaster. Hey, JJ. You knew the route. Nice job, JJ. Let's go, guys. Get the calls.
Over three flex, right?
Don't turn your back to that offense, huh? Don't turn that back. Let's go. Get lined up. Come on. Get lined up, Davis. What was the formation? Was that just a two-back slot? I said, that was two-back slot, right? Yeah. Hey. Davis, what were you playing on that one?
I was above.
Okay. Inside, though, right? Yes. 1x5 inside, right? See him alert you outside. Oh, my bad. Yeah, that's right. No. Okay, what'd you do? Same like yesterday. Now, your angle, right? Your angle was here. Your angle's got to be here now. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to see where the quarterback, he got a good jump on the ball, yep. But you got to see where the receiver is. Yeah. Yeah. Get lined up. There you go. Nice job. Stay up. Good. Hey, nice job on the seam alert. Hey, because look, you saw that wide departure, right? The wide departure. Come on back. Come on, CJ. Hey, CJ, flip with Mills. Flip, CJ. No. Mills, you outside. CJ, you play nickel. Go ahead and press the point. Press it. Outside, Mills. Go get it. Nice. Good job, C. Hey, if I put you at nickel, you know what you're doing? Not really? Okay, all right, don't worry about it. Call. Call. Get in the huddle. Flip it. No, you guys flip it because you don't know it. Flip it. Yeah. You right. Take a peek, T. Good. Good. Nico. Hey, first and ten. Come on, good eyes, fellas, good eyes. Eyes on your work. Get lined up. Don't be too far off, Bradbury. There you go. Go get it. Nice. Hey, Brad, you see that? Got a hard tail, right? Good. All right, here we go now. Come on, safeties, eyes on your work now. Eyes on your work. Alert it. Good. Get the outside leg. Good. Get to the ball. Good job. Know the sticks. Come on, who's going to pick a ball off, man? Who's going to pick a ball off? You may want to cheat to your right a little bit, Davis. There you go. Oh! All right. Keep working. Three flex. Go get the ball. Oh, nice job. Hey, Mill, you understand your buzz drops?
8 to 10?
Yes, 8 to 10 is to top of the numbers. Okay, eyes at the quarterback. Gotta get those.
Keep going.
All right, guys. Reroutes, huh? Reroutes. Good eyes, Nichols. Good eyes. Landmark safeties. Keep squeezing it. Good. Hey, JJ. Hey, J. Hey, J. Hey, J. Hey, J. J. Mills. Did you feel it? Did you feel it? Good. Yeah. Yeah, 32 linebackers, yeah. No to stick. Sit in there, Mill. Sit in there, Mill. Ah. Mills. Hey. Hey, Mills. Hey, Mills. Yeah. Did you have a shot? Come on, keep playing. Keep playing. Keep playing. Keep playing. Keep playing. Free safety ought to give the D&Ds, right? Personnel. Linebacker. Little wider, JJ. Get there, get there. Good, good. Hey, JJ. Hey, Jay. We're not that tight. You can play a little more width. All right. Come on, come on. What's the D&D? What's the D&D? There you go. Get lined up. Get lined up. Go get that ball. Go get it. Oh, 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 JJ. Hold on to that thing. JJ, hold on to that thing, man. Oh. Get the car. Get the car. Get the car.
Under 1 wide. Ready.
What's it down the distance? Third down. Third and seven. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, we got to win. Come on, Sean. We got to win on a tight end now.
There you have it. Dwayne Walker live, mic'd up on Jaguars.com live. JP Shadrick back with you. Period 7 of practice about to get underway. This is the team portion. So 11 on 11 work, and we will carry this for you live as well. Glad you're with us today. Our final full day of coverage here in Mobile. Of course, we'll be back in Jacksonville, state of the franchise, coming up Friday. But go to Senior Bowl Central for all the Senior Bowl coverage throughout the week, including exclusive access, Todd Wash in his meeting room, the new Jaguars defensive coordinator. Earlier in the week, Gus Bradley's first address to the South team. You can see all that right here on Jaguars.com. So 18 plays in the schedule, first, second, and third down situations. And this is Jake Coker at quarterback from the University of Alabama to start things off. Looks over the middle, nowhere to go. He'll have to just eat it. That would have been a sack in real life on first down. A lot of the big names start off on the field on defense, including Jerron Reed, the three-technique nose tackle from Alabama. Sean Oakman, the defensive end out of Baylor, also on the field, wearing number 2. Coker works out of the gun. The running back beside him is Aaron Green out of TCU. And Green does get the handoff, but runs into a wall in our hurries, including Sheldon Rankins, the defensive tackle out of Louisville, who's in on the tackle. Coker leads the way again. Jay Lee, the Baylor wide receiver, split out to the left. K.J. May out of Minnesota, slot right. And Malcolm Mitchell out of Georgia on the far right side of the formation. A shotgun look again. Coker looks left, throws left. It is complete. That's Jay Lee out of Baylor. And number one, Harlan Miller out of Southeast Louisiana in on the tackle. Team period, the final period of work today for the South squad. The second day of three scheduled practices this week. The game Saturday here at Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile. Coker up under center now. Fullback in the game. That's Dan Vitale out of Northwestern. And Kenyon Drake from Alabama is the running back. And Drake will get the handoff. Nowhere to go right. Bottled up in a hurry by his Alabama teammate, Reggie Ragland, on the tackle. Ragland entered the week, you know, he's an inside linebacker in Tuscaloosa, wanted to play outside to show his versatility. Weighed in at 259 in the national scouting weigh-in early in the week here in Mobile. The question of if he can keep up in those matchups on the outside with that weight. New quarterback, Jacoby Brissett from North Carolina State. The running back, a new one as well, DeAndre Washington. They'll rotate players in, of course, to get everybody reps. It is a handoff, and he would have been dropped in the backfield in real life. DeAndre Washington, 5'7", 199 pound. Sprinted on down the field anyway. So Coker got his work in. The other two quarterbacks waiting for action, Brandon Allen out of Arkansas and Dak Prescott from Mississippi State. They'll get some work in this period as well. But right now it's Jacoby Brissett. Aaron Green from TCU again is the running back. Receivers Paul McRoberts from Southeast Missouri State, far left side. Tony Sorrentino helping him get aligned. Back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Finds a man out to the left side, complete to Glenn Gronkowski, the younger brother of Gronk. He's out of Kansas State, 6'2", 238. A little smaller than his older brother, but getting some good work in this week in Mobile. Set rolling right. He's going to throw deep. Looking down the field for Jay Lee. It is intercepted. The safety comes over and makes a fantastic leaping catch at about the 5-yard line. Well played by Kevin Byard, the safety out of Middle Tennessee. The ball might have gotten caught up in the wind a little bit as well, because it looked for a moment that Jay Lee had a step on the defender, but the safety came over and undercut him for the pick. About 8.5 minutes remaining in this Wednesday practice. Sharon Peak is on the field, the Clemson wide receiver. He's out to the far right of the formation. This, though, is a handoff. Aaron Green out of TCU with another carry. Interesting this week to see from the start of the week the players, how they come into the week here in Mobile. They're excited about the experience, of course, but not quite sure. They've never been in an NFL setting before, and seeing guys in their first team meeting with head coach Gus Bradley and then break off into their separate groups. And day one's practice a little bit different now than day two, everybody today a little more confident in where they should be and how the tempo of practice goes. A new quarterback, Brandon Allen, out of Arkansas, number 10. He'll have to carry it himself, and he finds some yardage. It would have been DeAndre Houston Carson out of William & Mary, the free safety, to make the tackle. Allen will work out of the gun this time. DeAndre Washington, the running back from Texas Tech, to his right. It's a hand. No, it's a keeper. Quarterback keeper on the read option. Finds a little space off to the right. That's the challenge of a week for the Jaguars coaching staff. Do you really scheme up the game that much? It's hard to give this group this together for 1 week, everything in one setting. You got to keep it fairly simple. And as the other side does the same thing, of course. You want the players to be able to play as fast as they can in a showcase setting in front of all the scouts in the National Football League. And as John Osher was talking about earlier with us here on Jaguars.com Live, the practices are really, I don't want to say more important than the game, but vital for these players this week, because that's where most of the scouts come. They watch the practices in person and leave town after the final practice of the week is done. And you can, of course, watch the film from practices and the game anywhere, anytime, if you're in the scouting business. This time, Brandon Allen has to run out of there. Lost the ball at the end. It would have been whistled down anyway. James Bradbury out of Samford in the Birmingham area picks it up. It was a flea flicker, wasn't it? Flea flicker that didn't work, apparently. About 5.5 minutes remaining in this South practice. Glad you're with us today on Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. We'll have Inside the Jaguars coming up a little bit later on the website to wrap up the day's work. And, of course, John Osher's coverage, as always, here on Jaguars.com. Looking right, looking middle, nowhere to go, and he's run about 4 or 5 times already. Brandon Allen, the Arkansas quarterback, 6'1", 212 pounds when he weighed in this week. New quarterback now, Dak Prescott, dual threat out of Mississippi State. 6'2 and change, 226 pounds. And he was a problem for a lot of teams in the SEC the last couple of years. Play fake. Prescott looking to throw. Finds his running back, but knocked away by the Georgia middle linebacker, Jake Gainis. Now, Gainis' story is very interesting. He started at UAB, but UAB killed the program. He had to find a place to play football, transferred to Athens, and was a starting middle linebacker right away for the University of Georgia, and played very well last year for the Bulldogs. Now trying to move on to the next level. Prescott moves back into the gun with DeAndre Washington to his side and hands it off to Washington. First man in was Bronson Kafusi out of BYU, the defensive end at 6'6 and change, 281 pounds. Wearing number 95, first man there. Prescott in the gun. He's got Kenyon Drake to his left. Prescott steps up, avoids the pressure, rolls right, throws on the run. It's incomplete. A little shy of his intended receiver. Number 3, Sterling Shepard out of Oklahoma, the man he was looking for. And that should be it for, just about it for Prescott. We'll see if they bring in another. Oh, no, Prescott's having a chat with Greg Olson, the Jags offensive coordinator. And he will step back into the huddle for a couple of more snaps. 2.5 left on the clock in this final period of practice. Not an official clock. They can move it a little longer if they need to. Prescott hands it off. Number 22, Aaron Green, gets through the first tackler, finds a little extra yardage, and a nice run. All right, so that'll do it for Prescott. Looks like he's done for the day. And now Jake Coker will take over the controls again, goes, has a chat with Olsen, gets the play, heads into the huddle. And the final few moments of this practice, the Alabama quarterback is back on the field. A few on the other side, you're looking at Jeremy Cash, the Duke safety, number 16. He's out on the field. Also, Jonathan Jones, the Auburn corner, number 23. After a lengthy huddle, Coker brings him to the line. He'll go up under center with DeAndre Washington behind him, and fullback in the game as well. That's in the practice, Dan Vitale. Offset eye. Play fake. Coker's going to roll right. Throws down the right sideline on the run, incomplete, looking for Jay Lee out of Baylor. Sterling Shepard in the slot right. The Oklahoma receiver and Sharon Peake out of Clemson on the far right side of the formation. The running back is Kenyon Drake. It is a play fake. Coker rolls right, throws complete. That's Shepard. Gets past the first man, finds a little space to run, and that'll do it. Practice is done on Wednesday here at Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile. Our thanks to John Osier. Our thanks to Dwayne Walker as well for wearing the microphone today. And thanks to you for watching. For everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick, and this is Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank.